In the headlines, government and fish processors give the assurance there will be no fish shortage or hike in prices despite the hurricane-damaged boat fleet. An upsurge in homicides worries the business sector. The Home Affairs Minister promises changes to immigration laws to close a loophole at the center of a passport racket, and former CDB President Sir Neville Nicholls passes away. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. Government and local fish processors are assuring the public that there won't be any shortage of fish or a hike in prices as a result of damage to the fishing boat fleet by Hurricane Beryl. Minister of the Environment and National Beautification Adrian Ford, who also has responsibility for the fishery sector, made the announcement after a meeting today with fish processors at his office at Warren's St. Michael. There has been speculation that with more than 200 local fishing vessels damaged or destroyed during the passage of the hurricane, a fish shortage would result, leading to a rise in prices. But Minister Ford tells Starcom Network News the event came toward the end of the fishing season, when boats would have been taken out of the water for their annual repairs and maintenance in any case. He adds that during these periods, fish is imported to help meet local demand, and that will happen in this case as well.
And give Bobby and his rested camp assurance that, one, there will be no immediate increase and the price of fish, albeit that everything remains equal. When I say so, I'm speaking directly. Any international exogenous shots where we unfortunately would not be able to buffer because of its international nature. Secondly, they have also said in one voice that there will be no immediate or long-term shortage of fish.
Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford. A recent upsurge in violence, marked by a series of homicides over the past several weeks, has been described by this country's business sector as very worrying. Barbados has recorded 27 homicides for the year so far, compared to 20 for all of last year. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, tells Starcom Network News the trend is a concern.
What is the underlying causes of it? You know, what is going on that is making people behave in this way? But if these things, which appear to be apparently random, are occurring in public places, are occurring in business places, this types of thing, I mean, it is extremely, extremely worrying. And I think we really need to look very carefully as trying to identify the underlying causes and start to address it. There may not be any quick or easy solution, but if this sort of thing accelerates, you know, that could have serious impact on our country, people's feelings of safety, tourism industry, and on and on and on.
Mr. Clark stresses the need for more research into the cause.
For something like this, I would like a serious analysis done of the crime. I mean, where it is, and try to get to the root cause of what is causing people to think that these are ways to resolve disputes and so on and so forth. What is leading people to think that this is an acceptable way or a suitable way to resolve a quarrel with somebody?
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. Former Barbados High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Reverend Guy Hewitt, has harshly criticised the gang truce that was brokered to help quell a spate of gun violence. Reverend Hewitt, described as a social policy specialist, has published an article comparing the truce to a pact with the devil. He later expanded on the issue, speaking to moderator David Ellis on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program today. Reverend Hewitt does not believe truces are viable social solutions.
There seemed to me an overemphasis on these questions of peace initiatives and truces when people are really looking at critical and sustainable efforts to bring about law and order. Rumors abound, and it's not just in Barbados, but across the region, that in the pursuit of peace, taxpayers' funds are invested in these peace initiatives, which people feel often trickle down into the hands of the same people who are perpetrating crime.
Reverend Guy Hewitt, but former bloc leader Winston Iston Bull Branch, who is credited with helping to broker the truce, believes such initiatives have their value. He also thinks more people need to step forward to be part of the solution.
Guy Hewitt said that a truce is like making a deal with the devil. My answer to Mr. Hewitt is that he could afford to talk that because he might be a privileged man in this society. We that live in these ghettos, we are not privileged people. So people that are in privileged position could always stay up on the off and they could criticize. And right now, we, as much as them talking, we're in the demo for them because this is the only thing that ain't got going on in life now. To come home every day and look on the news and see who killed who, that killed who. But where is the people that are willing to come forward? Where are the people that are willing to do what you're doing? To come and say something all the time.
Former bloc leader Winston Iston Bull Branch. Today's edition of Down to Brass Tacks will be repeated at midnight. This country's immigration laws are being amended to plug a loophole at the center of a racket where pregnant foreigners are arriving here to give birth so the children can get Barbados passports. It's an issue highlighted in today's Weekend Nation newspaper, which states that for the past 3 years, several Nigerians have been coming here to give birth so that their children can become Barbadian citizens and the holders of the Barbados passport, which carries visa-free access to more than 150 countries. The Nation notes that 2 weeks ago, a wealthy Nigerian influencer posted a video on social media advising Nigerians to go to Barbados to give birth so that the babies will become Barbadian citizens. The woman boasted of having given birth to two children at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and displayed the two passports that were issued to the children who are now toddlers. Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams, who is responsible for the Immigration Department, tells Starcom Network News government is aware of the matter and will be taking steps to deal with it.
We are fully aware of the situation, and I will be honest with you, it is of some concern to me. As it stands now, it is not illegal what is being done, but it goes against the spirit of what was contemplated in the granting of citizenship. We are for certain going to address this in the new immigration legislation, which is due later this year. But yeah, it definitely is of concern to us. It is effectively persons working the system.
Minister Abrams explained some of the tactics people use to exploit the system.
I have raised the issue with the Immigration Department and other stakeholders in this entire process. Persons are not supposed to fly or board a plane if they pass a certain stage in their pregnancy. A lot of these persons are lying at the point of departure. They reach Barbados. We realize that they're in the later stage of their pregnancy. We have had some who we refuse entry to, and they have gone back. But the vast majority, when we refuse the entry, they then claim that they're having difficulties and they're not feeling well, and a doctor is called. And the doctor then says that they're not fit to fly. Once they are deemed not fit to fly by the doctor, then the airline is not going to take them to send them back. So they end up being here, entering as visitors, and they deliver their children in Barbados. And our laws as it stands now, anybody born in Barbados is entitled to become a citizen of Barbados by birth.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams. Former president of the Caribbean Development Bank, Sir Neville Nicholls, has passed away. The Barbados scholar served as the third president of the CDB from 1988 to 2001. He held offices in the Public Service Commission, the Judicial and Legal Services Commission, the Committee of Governance at the University of the West Indies, and the Cave Hill Campus Council of UWI. For his outstanding contribution to the field of economics and legal affairs, the then Campus Council Chairman was accorded the highest national honour, Knight of St. Andrew, in Barbados' Independence Honours List in November 1990. Chancellor Emeritus of the University of the West Indies, Sir George Alleyne, a former Harrison College schoolmate of Sir Neville, describes Sir Neville as a good public servant dedicated in one role or another to promote the social good in its many guises. And the Grenada government says the insurance payout is not sufficient to rebuild following Hurricane Beryl. Finance Minister Dennis Cornwell said today the $44 million US dollars Grenada received from the Caribbean Catastrophe Risk Insurance Facility is a very small amount of what is required to rebuild the island following the damage caused by the hurricane. Top story, government and fish processors give the assurance that there will be no fish shortage or hike in prices despite the hurricane-damaged boat fleet. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.